Welcome to Divine Inspiration by Dantisha James. Today we're going to talk about God is good. Yes, God is good. God is the creator and sustainer of the universe, who has provided humankind with a revelation of himself through the natural world and through his son, Jesus Christ. By observing the universe, one can find positive indication of God's existence. Creation reveals the results of a universal mind that devised a master plan and executed it. It makes more sense to accept God as a creator of the universe than to assume that our orderly universe came into existence apart from a divine being. The greatest revelation of God, however, comes through the Bible. Let me say it again. The greatest revelation of God, our God, comes through the Bible. God is always there and always the same. God is always loving, graceful, help accepting, faithful, protecting, working for our good. God is good even when we are not good to him. Let me say that last sentence again. God is good even when we are not good to him. Can I get the amen on that? Let me go ahead and say amen for you. I'm going to say amen, amen, amen. All right, let's get into the word of God. You ready to get into the word of God? I love the word of God. So let's go into Ezra chapter 3. And I want to read verse 10 through 11. And the word of God says this. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord, as it prescribed by David, king of Israel. With the praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, he is good. His love towards Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So King David had given a clear instruction concerning the use of music and worship services in the temple. Completing the foundation of the temple required great effort on the part of all involved, but no one tried to get praise for himself in his own hard work. Let me say this sentence again, because that's very important. But no one tried to get praise for himself in his own work. Instead, everyone praise God for what has been done. You see that they was on one accord, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When the church gets on one accord, getting unity together, let me tell you something, we can trample this devil, these demons, and all this darkness if we get on one accord. Oh my God. So again, let me go back into it. So instead, everyone praised God for what had been done. All good gifts come from God. Talents, abilities, strength, leadership, we should thank God for what has been done in and through us. In Psalms chapter 150, verse 1 and verse 6 says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. So true praise of God will not be confined to the sanctuary. We can truly praise God only when we see his full greatness and goodness and recall meditating on all that he has done in creation and redemption in our lives, in our personal lives. So in this way, praise becomes a powerful response of the heart expressing joy, gratitude, and the desires for communion with our Lord. Did you hear me? You don't just got to praise the Lord and worship the Lord at church. You can worship the Lord in your car. You can worship the Lord in your home. You can worship the Lord in the kitchen. You can worship the Lord even in the grocery store. You can hum up into the Lord. You can worship the Lord anytime you want to. And let me tell you something. When you worship the Lord, it moves the it shifts the atmosphere. It's shipment atmosphere. So if you're going through depression, get some worship music on. If you're feeling lonely, get some worship music on. If you're going through anxiety and fear, get some worship music on. I'm telling you, our God, when we praise him and lift him up, he will shift that atmosphere. He will shift them thoughts in your mind and what's going on, because his spirit is with us. And guess what? We are worshiping our good God. Our good God, our faithful God, I am who I am, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, our God. Oh my God. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. I'm gonna try to get back into teaching. Let's go back to this. Okay, the topic is God is good. God is good. And so how could the message be more clear? The writer was and is telling the individual listener to praise God with a direct encouragement for us to praise God too. Remember to praise him every day, not just on Sunday, not just on Bible study on Wednesday, but praise God every day. It is when we praise the Lord and worship him in the atmosphere that can uplift our spirit, bring us joy, and be in his presence as he shows his love on his children. You see that? It uplifts our spirit. We don't need nothing to bring us down. We need something to uplift our spirit. We need something to uplift our soul. We need something to go to bring us some joy to know nobody in the world can take away. We need God's presence, and we need to be shifted in his atmosphere. You better get your music on. You better turn up your worship music, okay? While you in your home, wherever you at, worship the Lord. My God. If we choose God's way to life, we still face both blessings and troubles, joy and grief, success and obstacles. But through it all, but through it all, but through it all, guess what? God is at our side. Let me say it again. But through it all, but through it all, but through it all, guess what? God is at our side. My God. He's guiding us. He's encouraging us. He's comforted us. And he's caring for us. As the wise and faithful person's life draws to an end, he or she realizes clearly that God's road is the right road. Knowing this will cause us to praise God for leading us in the right direction. And for assuring our place in the perfect world God has in store for us, for those, I'm sorry, God has in store for those who faithfully follow him. So let's get back into the Word of God. Let's go into Mark. I want to read Mark chapter 10 and verse 17 through 23. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 23. And the Word of God says this. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You should not murder. You should not commit adultery. You should not steal. You should not give false testimonies. You should not defraud, honor your father and mother. Teachers had he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God. And so this young man wanted to be sure he would get eternal life. So he asked, what could he do? He asked, what could he do? He said he never once broken any of the laws. Jesus mentioned, and perhaps he had even kept the Pharisees and additional regulations as well. But Jesus' loving broke through the young man's pride. With a challenge, expose the barrel that could keep this young man out of the kingdom of God. His love of money. That's what's going to keep him out of the kingdom of God, because his love of money. Money represented in his pride of accomplishments and his self-effort. Ironically, his attitude made him unable to keep the first commandment, to let nothing be more important than God. Because in the Word of God, it tells all of us in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, it says this, you should have no other gods before me. Why shouldn't we have no other gods before him? Because he is our God. He is our creator. He's the one who gave us life, and he wants us to serve him first. And when we start putting something in front of him, our God is jealous. Our God is jealous, and he's not going to accept it. Remember, our God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God will confront the issue, but he leads you to have the choice. He leads me to have the choice of which way I'm going to go, or which way you're going to go. And so he said, you should have no other gods before me. He could not meet the one requirement Jesus gave to turn his whole heart and life over to God. The man came to Jesus wondering what he could do. He left seeing what he was unable to do. The person who has everything on this earth can still lack what is most important, which is eternal life in heaven with our Heavenly Father. So you can have all the riches of this earth. You can have all the luxury of this earth. But if you lack one thing, eternal life in heaven with our Heavenly Father, just to go into damnation of hell, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Because all this stuff in this world is going to perish. All of it's going to perish. My God. All right, let's get it back into the Word of God. We're going to go into Psalms chapter 27, and I want to read verse 13 through 14. So this is King David, and he's wrote this psalm right here. Listen to what he's saying. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord and be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So the land of the living simply means this life or while I am living. King David was obviously going through a trial, but he was confident that in this present life, God will see him through it. We spend a lot of time talking about, let me wind that back. God will see him through it. So with us as believers, no matter what storm we're going through, no matter what circumstances we're going through, no matter what challenge we're going through, we got to have our faith in God and believe that he's going to work it out for our good. Because let me tell you something, storms can come all around me. I can have so much affliction that the enemy's doing on me. But guess what? Guess what? I believe my God will see me through because he's our real God and he's a true God. He is the living God. He is the righteous one, and can't no devil in hell stop him. No matter how many afflictions we got to deal with on this earth, no matter how many storms we got to deal with on this earth, no matter how many trials we got to deal with on this earth, there's no one greater than our God. Oh my God. All right, let me calm down. So we spend a lot of time talking about what heaven will be like. That is great. But we are here on earth right now. We need to know something good is going to happen to us now. King David said that he believed he would see the God's goodness while he was alive, not just after he went to heaven. And so in John 10:10 says this, Jesus says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. God wants us to have abundant life right now. So I decided to enjoy my life while I'm in the land of the living. Let me encourage you to be like King David and myself, to believe that you will see and experience God's goodness, not just in the sweet by and by, but here on earth, every day in ordinary activities of your life, no matter what you are going through, put your hope in God's goodness and expect him to move in your situation. So King David knew from experience what it meant to wait on the Lord. He had been anointed at the age of 16, but it didn't become a king till he was 30 years old. Excuse me. During the interim, he had been chased through the desert by jealous King Saul. David had to wait on God for the fulfillment of his promise to reign. Later, after becoming king, he was chased by his rebellious son, Absalom. Waiting for God is not easy. Let me say it again. Waiting for God is not easy. Often it seems that he isn't answering our prayers or doesn't understand how urgency of our situation. That kind of thinking implies that God is not in control or is not fair. But God is worth waiting for. Lamentations 3, 24, verse 24 and 26 calls us to hope in and wait for the Lord, because often God uses waiting to refresh, renew, and teach us. So as I wrap it up, remember this. God continues to show us love, grace, mercy, generosity, favor, even when we don't deserve it. God always acts in righteous manner because his nature is holy. God has no evil in him. His intention and motivations are always good. He always does what is right, and the outcome of his plan is always good. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Divine Inspiration. God bless you. Bye.